Anyways.
So the thing works as a recording stand?
It is recording. Yep. Yeah.
We're going to find out later if it works as a recording stand. No need for trial and error. Just error.
Just only error. And, I don't know, I'll fix it in post. That's what I say.
Do you know how to fix it in post?
A little bit, yeah.
Cool.
Play it slower.
So I actually like this way better.
Really?
Yeah.
It feels like
I feel like I'm surrounded by awesomeness. And
it is.
We were surrounded by awesomeness in Great Escape, too.
Yes.
No, we weren't. We were in a room.
It was like a dark little hole where...
I always felt like we were...
Hanzo would molest me when you guys didn't show up on time.
I always felt like we were about to get colonoscopies in that room.
we're waiting for the doctor to come in.
Colonoscopies.
All right. Let's start.
So,
probably didn't help that your anus was dilated.
My anus is always dilated. Okay, so, but we've already started, Patrick.
We have?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is that part that comes before the music, and then...
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Robert does that. Hello. The needle's not moving, which leads me to believe.
You guys want to try a 4-part harmony?
No,
it's recording. Don't worry about it. It's recording.
Do you guys want to try a 4-part harmony?
No. Why? Why would we want to do that?
Because
we
all go.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, there you go. I do it, then Reed, then right. you. Okay, ready? Hello.
Hello.
No.
No, that's horrible.
That's where I'll beat. I'll do the second one. That way I'll set a pace.
Okay. Okay. Hello.
Hello.
All right, ready?
You can take a deep breath.
Take a deep breath. Drink some water. I don't know why you ate sour Cabbage Patch Kids before we did this.
Handfuls of sour before recording.
That just seemed like a good idea. Oh my
God. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Hello.
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 Hello, listeners. Welcome to your favorite podcast, Robert. And the Nerd Sharks.
Yes. He's been trying to pass this off, and it ain't flying.
Such a douche.
It sounds pretty fly to me.
It does not. That's only because you're Robert.
Because you're Robert.
It sounds fly to me.
You know who doesn't sound fly to?
Who?
Absolutely anyone else.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I know you'd like to think.
Well, those guys are idiots.
I know you'd like to think that all of this is about you.
It is not.
Okay. I'd like to think it's not even about us. It's about the product we put forward.
It's about the larger culture that we all embrace.
So,
now that we put you in your place,
can I go back to hosting?
Bastard.
I'm Robert, of which the podcast is named after.
No, you're not.
I am the Robert, and these are the nerds.
Of Robert and the Nerds.
I'm Robert.
Are you Robert? The Robert?
It's surely not the same Robert as Robert and the Nerd Shark Robert.
Man.
Oh, boy.
If Hoya was still on it, we could call it Robert and the Nerd Sharks with Robert.
It's pretty good.
You may have noticed that we're in different surroundings tonight, Nerd Sharks.
It sounds different because we've come back to our roots.
Yeah.
Our humble beginnings.
Our most...
Where the grass is green and the
girls are pretty.
Are plentiful. Well, usually when the girls come in.
We are...
They are indeed plentiful.
We didn't even introduce ourselves.
Yes, we didn't.
We are called the Nerd Sharks.
We are.
Yeah, and I'm your host, Robert.
Robert who?
Robert.
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 Mm-hmm.
Like Mario.
Yeah, Mario. Robert Baraducci.
That was a stupid...
That was a stupid movie. I'm here.
I do have to admit, I loved that
Daniel...
Idea.
Lopez, that's
Hello,
me.
Dan.
Hello, hi.
And we also have Patty.
Patrick. Yeah.
How you doing, Patty?
I'm okay. Yeah.
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 You all right?
Yeah.
You seem wounded today.
Wounded?
Wounded.
I'm not wounded. Are you wounded?
No.
Are you projecting onto me? Is
what?
Is that what is happening?
No. Shut up,
you're projecting,
Dad.
Robert.
Shut up, Dad.
And new.
You know you just called him Dad, right?
What? What are you talking about? And we have someone who hasn't been on for this entire season.
He's had a really good excuse, though.
Yeah. His wife.
No. We're not giving her any credit at all.
This,
anybody can just lay
I had
there.
A, yeah, anybody can just lay there and push out a fetus. Okay.
How do you think that thing got there, right? It
didn't just happen. Yes, we've had a child. And she was a champ.
A warm welcome back to Reed Wheeler, everybody.
Thank you.
Hearty and heartfelt congratulations on the birth of your third child?
Fourth child.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Four children.
You all breeding like rabbits over there.
Yeah, I don't sleep, and there's never a silence in my home, ever.
And if there is, that is a bad thing. Because the oldest one is like, what, seven?
Nine.
Nine?
Yes.
Well, they do not want those kids to be quiet, because it means...
They're plotting
my downfall.
I don't think they're plotting. Well, maybe they are. I don't know.
You're gonna bust into their room one day, and they're gonna have a picture of you right in the middle of a Stratego board. Like, today we march.
This is gonna be like,
wow, that's a deep callback to Stratego.
Thank you.
I'm actually not too concerned about them taking me out, because I think they're smart enough to realize that I'm where the money comes from. I mean, so like, if anybody wants chocolate or Barbies or Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Chocolate Barbies?
Or chocolate Barbies. We're going to need Dad, so yeah, I think I'm pretty safe right now.
That's good.
All right, then. Is there anything we want to talk about first? We want to catch up a little bit? Oh, yeah, we got to do our segment. What's up, Nerd Sharks?
That's right.
What? When did this become a thing?
Last week, remember?
I don't remember.
What's up, Nerd Sharks?
I don't remember it either.
It's always been a thing since the last time.
But me and Patrick are just going to pretend like it's always been a thing. Right, Patrick?
Yes, it's indeed.
It's literally our oldest tradition.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's one, at least.
So, Nerd Sharks, what's up?
What's up?
Wait, did we ever say where we were? Did we say Empire's Comics?
Yeah,
we know that.
Kind of. Well, a little bit.
We said we were back to our beginnings. We're back at Empire's Comics Ball, people.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome. It's
super awesome to look at everything around us, and Empire Comics Ball is awesome.
Much more open, much less echoey.
Yeah,
you'll
feel
notice that.
A lot better recommending someone come down to this place.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll put my stamp on this any day.
The prices aren't retarded.
I didn't think they were retarded at Great Escape either.
For the games they were selling, yeah, they were pretty retarded.
Okay. Well, I don't know games, and you do, so
yeah.
You would be the person to speak about
it. They're
that
pretty retarded.
I don't play those kind of games, so all I can say is that the people there were not the type of people that are around here, and I like it around here.
One of those dudes was okay.
Some of them were pretty cool. I like Great Escape games. I do. If I gotta get something that I can't find online for a lot cheaper, then I would go to Great Escape. Or Mage's Realm.
They should just put that on their ads.
if you can't get it online for way cheaper,
come here.
This is one of your options.
I want to open a store like that. The Thrifty Rant. We're one of your options.
Just the bottom, it just says, yeah, we're an option.
I know when I was younger, I used to want to open up a donut shop.
This is a legit thing I wanted to do,
and I had plans for it and everything. I wanted to call it Donuts, but with the donuts in quotation marks.
So, are you implying that you would not be selling donuts?
That's what the joke is. Oh. That's what the joke is. And no one would get it.
What would you be selling? Cocaine?
No, I sell donuts. And donut accessories.
Such as Jimmy's and/or sprinkles.
Donut.
Wait, you should make a frost your own donut place.
Why are they called Jimmy's?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
It's a really good idea. So you just go up and you pick
like
the
donut
type
bar.
Of donut that you want.
And then you pick the type of glaze.
It's like freaking Pinkberry. Or not a... Not, yeah. What's the,
that's like Pinkberry.
Yeah, but Pinkberry, they got to do it for you. But,
do they?
But at whatchamacallit...
Yogurt Monkey?
Like any other yogurt place, you just do it yourself. Yeah. You get your cup and you freaking... You know what I mean?
Right.
That sounds like a good idea. We should do this.
Your own thing.
That sounds good to me. All right, so you wanted a donut place. What's up with you?
I wanted a comic book store, which is why I'm so happy to be working here off and on.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I've got Metal Gear Rex.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much all we're going to talk about for What's Up Nerd Sharks, because this thing is amazing.
I think
I love it.
I have a shirt, and I never understood what the robot was. I think it's this thing is on the shirt, and it's like a cobra. He's looking at it. I don't understand what the reference is. Like, there's a cobra, and he's looking at this thing, and it's like, I don't understand the reference, though.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, I have this. It would be a lot better if I had the T-shirt on.
Patrick owns a T-shirt.
I do.
That has something that looks similar to this.
I think it
robot
is
right here, but it has a cobra printed on it. Would that happen to be this same thing, Dan?
If it's a robot, no. Well, I don't think so. I don't see any reason why it would be.
It's a snake. I get it.
It's snake fighting from, Metal Gear?
I'll show you the shirt next week.
Did you see that shirt? I just touched it and he looked at me like I was for like he was gonna freaking destroy my face.
How dare you?
Sorry.
Well, I've been touching it like this entire time. Was I not supposed to do that?
You can touch it all you want. Just don't tweak it.
You can touch it all you want. Just listeners, I apologize for that. this is starting to sound like it should be a video podcast.
Well, you definitely should include pictures.
But no, this thing...
You can't. We don't have, like, a website.
I'll link it to our Facebook page.
This thing is pretty dope, though. It has nozzles and...
It's just so... Let me explain really quickly. Company is 3A. 3A makes amazing figures. Mm-hmm. They're more art than toys. Mm-hmm. They got the license to do a Metal Gear figure, and this thing is made exactly to spec. Very, you know, they scrutinized all the details of this thing. And so one of the things that 3A does really well is paint to make plastic look like metal, and they did a really good job here. There's wear everywhere. There's rust here and there. It's dirty. It looks like it should look. It looks like if it were real, this is a miniature version of what it would look like. It was quite expensive, closer to $500 than $400. And it lights up. And it's super posable, and it's about the size of... What would you compare this to, size-wise?
A baby.
Yeah.
It's bigger than a baby.
It's bigger than a baby.
It's about baby size, though.
I just had it strapped in my car seat. I mean, I had it seat-belted in on the way here.
Oh, did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Driving down the...
in the carpool lane.
That's right.
It's like the size...
Officer, I don't believe you met Rex.
It's like the size of, like, a book, I want to say. It's like two...
A book?
It's like... It's like,
what are you talking about?
It's like... Picture, like, two consoles. It's like stacked on top of each other, and you get like an inkling of the height.
Dan's reaction.
It's 19 inches tall.
Dan's reaction. I didn't know he was saying a book, as in books aren't this size, or a book, as in what the hell's a book?
It's a little both.
No, it's a. It is really cool.
So it's freaking 19 inches tall. That's the actual spec on it.
And it's probably wider. Yeah, depending on how you can splay him out, and he does all kinds of, like I said.
What we're trying to say is that this thing is friggin' huge. I kind of have to sit up straight to see Dan over the table with it in front of us.
Yeah.
It is not your grandpa's toys.
No, grandpa didn't. Grandpa, you know, the sad part of that is when I show this to my grandpa, he wouldn't know what the hell to make of it, and he wouldn't appreciate it at all. You think it was?
I think he would.
Especially if I told him how much I spent on it.
Yeah, he would probably well, spend your money on, like, important things, like food.
My grandpa would sooner slap me than appreciate this thing. Mm-hmm. Which is just fine by me.
My grandpa would sooner abandon our family than talk to it. Did that just get really personal?
Are you going to do a review on this? Or
I am. I'm just trying to figure out. I finally got the batteries. I got some batteries from work because... Fuck buying batteries.
Yeah, when you can steal them from more people that listen to this podcast.
Nope, gotta edit that out.
You should edit it to where he says he works at, and then
that's exactly what it's gonna sound like. So now that I got all the lights and everything up and running, I can finally do a review proper. I was playing with this thing, and like, it does so much that I'm sure this does stuff that I still don't know it does. As far as supposability and points of articulation.
Didn't it come with a manual or something like that?
It did. It comes with an instruction booklet to show you what it does. It comes with a tool for ratcheting these joints in particular so that they don't come unbuckled. It comes with a tool to pose it. So that should give you an idea of what we're dealing with here. But I really love this thing with my whole heart. I'm very happy I'm getting it. And for my birthday, I've told my wife that I want the Kotobukiya model kit of this same
character, Metal Gear Rex, this robot, but it's a 1/100 scale, which is only about 6 inches tall. So that I'll be able to really mess around with and, you know, make him fight G.I. Joes, that kind of thing.
You can make this thing fight G.I. Joes.
And it would win.
And it would crush them.
Yeah. Well, the other thing about the other one that's even smaller is that it comes with Snake and Liquid Snake and two cyborg gray foxes that you can put underfoot, like he's smashing them like he does in the game. Pretty cool.
And that's the limited edition one?
No. That's Kotobukiya's model kit. That's
got it. Six inches.
Now, there's nothing like that for this, unfortunately. The 3A exclusive version did come with a pilot Snake, but they didn't get the rights to get Snake's likeness from the game. They only got the license to do Rex's likeness from the game. So when they made the Snake pilot and they submitted it to Konami, they said, no, you can't. You don't have a license to do that. You have to make him look more stylized like Ashley Wood, the kind of the artist behind 3A toys. And his more of his style, and they did, and that was one of the reasons why it took 6 months, that this thing was delayed for 6 months. I had it paid for, and I had to wait 6 months for it to come out.
Ashley Wood is awesome, by the way.
Ashley Wood, yeah, amazing artist. He did the Metal Gear comic, so if you find the Metal Gear comic series, all that is done by Ashley Wood.
Which that's you the can connection. Find at Empire's Comics Bar. I'm pretty sure he's got the trades on the wall somewhere.
I'm certain of it. I've seen them here before.
Yeah. Speaking of comic books,
yes,
I'm gonna do a subtle segue here, guys.
I'm ready. Bracing for it.
Speaking of comic books. That's our topic for today. Comic books.
Haven't we spoken about comic books before?
I think we speak about comic books every episode.
Yeah, on several occasions, but I feel like we've gotten away from it a little bit.
We have. We actually did a game episode. We literally played a game on the episode.
That was a lot of fun.
And I think it's time we get a little bit back to our roots. Since we're back here at Empire's Comics.
Yeah.
Have an episode where we just talk about what we're reading right now. What we've enjoyed recently.
That sounds good.
And I'll kick it off.
Go for it.
Get kicking.
With a series I'm always talking about, Fantastic Four.
Mm-hmm. Wait, FF? Like with Fraction and all that?
I'm reading Fantastic Four by Fraction, not FF.
Okay.
But Fantastic Four is everything I want out of a Fantastic Four book.
Yeah.
They Reed, literally, Reed gets bit by a dinosaur.
Why?
And because he's Reed Richards.
Who else do you expect to get bit by a dinosaur?
and it damages Shana him. It instead of him like just stretching around it, it literally damages his skin, and he finds out that the cells in his body, because of the gamma radiation that they were all cosmic radiation they were all exposed to, is killing their bodiness now. And he knows it's happening to everybody else too.
But he hasn't told anybody yet.
And he knows, and he says, well, there's nothing in the known universe that can cure this, so we're going to explore the unknown universe. And they take the kids, and they take Johnny and the four and the two kids, and they just go explore the unknown universe, and that's what it is. And
so
that's
Star Trek.
It's the Fantastic Four. It's everything I loved about them. They're an adventuring family. They go off in these voyages and do whatever they have to and learn about all these cool things, and they get on this. It's in the second or third issue. I can't remember where they're on this planet, and then all of a sudden the planet is starting to attack them. Like, the whole planet is just one being attacking them.
Nice,
right. And so they're trying to get off, and Ben, the Thing, he's the pilot, so he stood on board, and he's like, they're trying to get back in the little shuttle to get back to the big ship, and then finally he just jumps down and says, it's clobbering time, out of planet. So these tendrils and stuff are hitting him, and he's just punching things on the planet, which is just one of my favorite Fantastic Four moments in a while.
Is it possible that it's just that they're Reed Rich's weakness this whole time was dinosaur teeth? How else would he know?
Well, I mean, he's Reed Richards, so you have to imagine he's fought dinosaurs on more than one occasion and been bitten by them on more than one occasion.
Probably
so
true.
It probably would have come up before now.
I don't know. I don't know that whether that's true or not.
No, it is a ton of fun, though. I'm loving every bit of it.
I just love how Reed Richards, logical conclusion as well. There's nothing that can cure this unknown universe, so let's explore the unknown universe.
Bum, bum, bum.
lost in space with the Fantastic Four.
And you know what? It seems unlikely that they're going to find it in the unknown universe, but I'm betting that he's going to come across it, whatever it is.
Yeah. Or he's going to figure
I think it's funny that they can just shoot in this direction, and they'll still find it, even though it could be all
there. Right? Just literally across the direction that you can go in,
but they'll find it.
It's just, I don't know, it's a lot of fun. It's Fantastic Four doing their most adventure-y, science-y stuff, and I love it. I love it to death. Fraction is a genius, and
that's cool.
I dig it.
I like that.
So my comic book stint for right now is not much at all. All that I've been doing is I totally love The Walking Dead, and I know that's like super popular to everybody right now, I guess. But
there's a reason it's popular.
I had clicked the comics for a while, and I stopped at some point. So I don't have I have like a big chunk that I don't have. But then they started making these graphic novels, it's just literally like a volume 1, volume 2, volume 3, like that. And I was buying something random on Amazon, so I just threw one in my cart, you know what I mean? And it showed up, so I just kind of like flipping through this and kind of just judging the show with the with the comic book, and that's what I'm doing comic book wise right now.
How you liking it?
I mean, I think it's great. I love the comic way more than I like the TV show, even though I really like the TV show. I'm not trying to downplay, the TV show at all. Like, I really like it.
The book is so much more brutal than the show.
Yeah, the book is way better. I mean, there's no way, but I think it's kind of fun because it's like you kind of already know what's going on, or what's going to happen, or, that sort of thing. Plus, they're only at the prison now in the show, and that's freaking, like, not even... That's the tip of the iceberg.
That's like 5 or 6 issues. That's like trades exactly. Back from where they are now.
Yeah. That's got to be at least 7 or 8 trades.
Yeah, it's back for... It's pretty much... I'm going to say it's probably like... Yeah, you guys are right. It's in between 5.
I don't want to spoil anything, but something bad happens in the prison. We've all known.
Wait a minute, have you read that part? The apocalypse, taking shelter in a prison doesn't work.
Have you read that part?
Who would have thought?
Past the prison.
No.
Well, in the prison, something bad happens. Uh-huh. All right, like a really monumental bad thing happens, and
like someone dying, maybe.
Maybe
someone's dying.
The baby?
Maybe.
Okay.
Someone dies. All right.
I know you guys are.
By that I mean like a lot of people die, and it's really bad. And when I was reading this series, I thought, man, this is awful. And this is one of the moments when I read it hit me. Mm-hmm. And then it just gets worse. Yeah.
I talked to somebody recently about this, and I can't, since I don't have a lot of friends, I hope it wasn't one of you guys, because I don't remember who it was. But I talked to somebody about The Walking Dead, and they were like, I just can't get myself to watch it because nothing good ever happens.
Yeah, that's true.
And I was like, well, it's the zombie fucking apocalypse. Like, what do you expect to happen? And they're like, I could only take so much of just bad after bad after bad. You know what I mean? Like, when is something good gonna happen? You know what I mean?
The best they get is not awful. Yeah.
Well, that is the good. Bad things aren't happening.
That's
how I tried to explain it. I was like, okay, well, they found the prison. You know what I mean? They have food. Yeah. The baby came. Right. You know what I mean? And then the other way I tried to explain it, I was like, the things we take for granted every day. You know what I mean? Yeah. Is freaking the good.
The moment they get small, fleeting, these fleeting moments of familiarity and normalcy. That's it for them. That's it. Running water. And then zombies.
Crazy psychotic people that have somehow
survived. It's always the people who are much worse than the...
Well, you know why? Because the zombies are this lifeless thing. I mean, they don't hold a grudge. They don't do these really inhuman things, inhuman. But a human can really screw you. You know what I mean? And then freaking, like, just do it in the most maniacal, evil freaking way.
I always look at zombies as more of a force of nature than like a villain or anything.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they're kind of just...
They don't have it. There's no personality to be a villain.
It's like, watch out. It's like you say, watch out for the zombies in the same way you say, bring an umbrella. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. Like, if there's a fire, you gotta put the fire out. You gotta put the zombies down.
Walking Dead is always a good series to read.
But that's what I'm watching, or that's what I'm reading right now.
Very good. So I've got nothing current. I've had a stack of comics sitting in a box here at Empire's.
Didn't you just buy a bunch of books today?
Yeah, I sure did.
Well, what'd you buy?
So let's hear that.
Well, yeah. So what I got, aside from toys,
which is really what my life has been revolving around the last few months.
Yeah, as we can see.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I guess the most current thing I read was Avengers Academy, the Kill 'Em All. What is it? Where is it?
What has happened?
Murder World, Avengers Arena.
Oh, Avengers Arena? Is that like a... I heard that was like a Battle Royale.
Right, and that's kind of what they're doing here. And now, of course, this gets my attention immediately because
X-23 is on there. Next, versus Darkhawk. I'm pretty sure X-23 is going to win.
Right, so that's the thing. That once X-23 enters the scene here,
yeah,
that's pretty much who's going to win. In my, you know, that's who I'm rooting for, at least. But who I think is probably going to win. I read the first issue where she fights Hazard, and Hazard hits her with everything she's got. But X, as a flaming skeleton, still kills, quote-unquote, Hazard. That's the thing I want to get into. It says Murder World. I have to assume, hopefully, somebody dies.
Hopefully. I mean, well,
that's the thing. I've only read the first issue, which is months ago.
You're going to have to explain the premise of Avengers Academy. Why are these Avengers prospects fighting to the, quote-unquote, death in this arena?
I don't know.
It doesn't explain
that in the first issue.
It does not.
No. But they're all on an island.
Yeah.
It seems like it really just is. They are, just doing the Battle Royale in a comic form, and they're using the Avengers Academy characters as a way to do it. I don't know what the motivation other than to sell books is.
So is it one-on-one, or is this a group thing? Because in Battle Royale, it's everybody's kind of, you know, it's the whole graduating class. So.
Well, is this the Hunger Games for Avengers?
It sounds like it is.
Pretty much. Well, that's where Hunger Games, I think, they got their idea from.
It's called Avengers Arena. And it's the only title currently with X-23 in it. Hence my interest. But unfortunately, I haven't really got into it too much. I only read the first issue, but I have to imagine she's going to be the last one standing.
That's a horrible cover, by the way, right there with the
with Darkhawk.
Yeah, with Darkhawk down at the bottom there,
with and tentacles little, all yeah. over him.
Oh, no, that's gross. You didn't need to show me that.
He's got a little tentacle going on.
I read the first few issues of Avengers Academy because it came out with that heroic age.
Can I ask a question about it?
Yeah,
is it everybody all at once going in, or is it just this guy versus that guy?
So far, it's been one-on-one. Like I said, it's just my guess.
I read it. Did they restart it?
I don't think
it,
we should get into it, because none of us know anything about it.
No, I read it when it first came out during the Heroic Age era. It was like immediately following Siege. And it was this... I liked it because it was these... They took these young heroes, and they were teaching them, and they were training them, but only because... And they had, like, real Avengers. They had Hank Pym, they had Tigress, or whatever her name is. They had... I can't remember who else, but they had all these kind of sketchy teachers there. And the reveal at the end of the second or the first issue is that they're not the best of the best students. They're the most likely to become villains. So they had them taught by these people who are already, you know, mentally unstable. I thought that was so funny to have a book like that because
hilarious.
The book prior to that they tried something akin to what the Young Heroes with was Avengers the Initiative. I don't know if you guys read that, but this is one of the series that branched out of the Civil War. And it was one of my favorite series after Civil War. It was so cool. They just took, you know, young...
The Avengers Initiative doesn't sound like it worked out at all. I mean, one of their graduates went on to try and, like, kill everybody. And then, plus, they were taught by an insane Nazi ex-scientist. Ex-Nazi scientist.
And they had an MVP who, in the first issue of this Avengers, the Initiative, they have MVP. He's supposed to be the next Captain America. He's, like, 18, 19 years old, and he's Olympian athlete. He runs their obstacle course, and he's the fastest person to finish it who isn't a speedster. And he breaks the record by, like, 10 seconds. So he's legit. And then they go to this training program and he gets shot in the head by this lady, this girl who has like this intergalactic weapon she can't control. And then he's dead. I was like bummed out. But then he comes back as a Spider-Man clone. They clone him and they give him Spider-Man webs and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool. It's a really, really good series. It's a really fun series.
Well, doesn't like the original MVP who gets shot come back as a villain?
No, he comes back and they think he's a villain because one of them goes crazy.
Oh. one of, like, the clones.
Yeah. Because, you know,
clones tend to be. Yeah, yeah.
You can't have a clone and have them all be normal. You can't
have a clone and not have one of them go a little insane. If anything, the Spider-Man saga, the Spider-Man clone saga.
We don't want to talk about that, though. What are you reading on right now, Patty?
Well, right now I'm reading, like, a lot of stuff. I like a lot of stuff. But a series that's jumping out at me is Tom Strong.
Tom Strong, what is this?
Have I spoken about this one?
I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure I have. I think I've told somebody about this. But Tom Strong, it was the series written by Alan Moore. I'm pretty sure at least some of you know who Alan Moore is.
Yeah, he was he lived in a boot.
He did not? No, he's this, he was a very...
Pretty sure that's Old Mother Hubbard.
Yeah. Are you talking about the old lady who lived in a shoe?
Yep. He was one of the children.
No.
He was one of her children.
Not even close.
Okay, then you tell me how he got that crazy.
Well, he is a little insane.
Is not the right word.
But he is also responsible for some of the greatest comic books written in the last half decade.
Watchmen.
So half century.
Watchmen. Sandman?
Watchmen, Sandman, Swamp Thing, Hellblazer, Tom Strong.
So, yeah, he's... If you don't know who Alan Moore is, you're listening to the wrong podcast, pretty much.
Yeah, but Tom Strong, I think, is my favorite series written by Alan Moore, and I was a huge fan of Watchmen and League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, but I like Tom Strong mostly because it's not, you know, it's not balls-to-the-wall craziness, like, all coming at you from all every which way, and it's also not about people being terrible. Just awful. Tom Strong is a pulp hero for the ages. He's this guy that was raised on this island called Adhibar Tiru by his Victorian scientist father and his mother, and he was raised until age like 15 inside this gravity-controlled hyperbaric chamber. So like
that old story.
And so like the gravity inside the chamber was like
same old.
So the gravity inside the chamber is like, you know, six or seven times like Earth normal or something like that. So finally, when like a volcanic eruption destroys the chamber and kills his parents, when he comes out of it, he's ripped.
He's a Goku.
Yeah, he's like
isn't that the same thing Goku did?
Kinda, yeah. He's not quite Superman strong, but he's like.
So
he's
it's
like,
Alan Moore presents Dragon Ball Z.
No, it's not. It's not that at all. He's like Captain America strong, right? And he's also got the intelligence of his father and his mother. So he's incredibly smart. Very, very scientific. Very, very.
I thought you were going to say he has the strength of an autistic person and the intelligence of an autistic person.
Why you always got to do this? Man? I'm trying to explain something that's important to me, and you're just tearing me down in such a way.
I'm sorry. It sounds interesting, though. It really does.
Yeah, and he's also very long-lived thanks to this root that grows on the island of Adhibar Tiru called the Goloka root, and so he can. So he's been living since, like, you know, the 19-teens, well into, you know, the 2000s and beyond, and he flies around the earth doing stuff. He fights science villains like Paul Savine and other people, and he rights wrongs and fixes environmental disasters, stuff like that.
He's securing the wealth, right?
Yeah,
he's a good doer, a do-gooder.
He's like a stronger version of Doc Savage, if you know who Doc Savage is.
I know Doc Savage.
Yeah, he's a classic style pulp hero for the ages, and I really dig it. The writing is superb. The threats he faces are always really interesting to see. And Tom Strong himself is really fun. Like one of my favorite like Tom Strong story arcs is one in which the scientist's father actually dies en route to the island, right? And his mother gets with like this Jamaican sailor that was also on the ship.
She found her groove.
She got her groove back. And Tom Strong in this universe is half black, half white, and he's raised to be more warm and loving than, you know, scientist Tom Strong was raised in this gravity chamber his entire life, and it was just a really interesting take on it.
I hear that that's usually where most mixed race babies come from, are Jamaican vacations.
I don't think that's true.
My black friend.
I'm pretty sure that's science.
My black friend is a product of a Jamaican vacation.
Damn. But anyway, I strongly urge everybody to.
You know, Patty thinks all black people are from Jamaica.
I don't think that at all.
I'm pretty sure that.
Wow.
You know, Patrick, you really should open your eyes to the world.
Yeah. So narrow.
It's so much more than what you've limited yourself to.
I was thinking today. This is me. I'm gonna talk a little bit about something that doesn't exist, but I desperately want to exist. Mm. I was looking online and I saw that there's Game of Thrones trades, and you can, you know, read through the first season.
Yeah, there is Game of Thrones comic book.
And that's really, really cool. And then I realized there are no translations of The Lord of the Rings or The Hobbit.
Yes, there is.
Not good ones.
I've seen translated graphic versions of The Hobbit.
All of them that I've seen? Terrible.
Really?
I want a really, really good one done. Like, I would love to see Umberto Ramos do The Hobbit. Because
I'd love to see Alex Ross do The Hobbit. That would be awesome.
Oh my god,
that would be awesome. Insane.
Yes, this is just me fantasizing right now. Just something I thought of. I would love to see that.
I'm surprised they didn't like have more graphic adaptations of The Hobbit or The Lord of the Rings when The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings came out in theaters. I mean, you'd think they would be all over that.
Time to get on it.
Get
something
on.
Came out. There's a the
get
comic
on
book
it. Planet Earth.
Oh, Django.
Django. Yeah.
It was based. Wasn't it a graphic novel first?
No.
No.
It was a movie in the 70s first.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie?
No.
I haven't.
I want to.
It's really
fun. I see
like
the first 5 minutes of it.
It's really fun. Yeah.
Django.
Django, the movie that the Django Unchained takes his name from, is about this guy that wanders the American West. And when you first see him, he's like dragging this coffin through like this rainstorm. He's like, why the hell is he dragging this coffin around? Well, you find out about 20 minutes in when he gets into trouble. He opens the coffin, he pulls out a Gatling gun, and he hangers down behind the coffin, and he just starts spraying.
Nice.
So when he can't take care of a large group of people with his like awesome gunslinging skills, which are like, you know, man with no name status, he can, you know, just pull out this Gatling gun and just go to town on these people. It's a really fun flick. And
they copied Gungrave, the crappy 70s, the crappy Sega game from
I loved Gungrave.
I beat Gungrave.
No, what
was
that arcade
game.
Cowboy game?
What?
Sunset Riders.
Oh my god, that was my jam.
That was a really good game. Running across the top of a stage.
Bury me with my money.
Did you ever play the sequel to Gungrave? Gungrave Overdose?
I don't think so.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
There are more.
That sounds like an Eminem album.
More characters added to Gungrave universe. Overdose. First there was this guy who had dual katanas, right?
And they talked about
Let's have one conversation on the podcast.
But Hills of Isha.
Okay, we'll continue with eyes then.
The machine pistol thing. And then there was this other guy. There was this rockabilly ghost.
Who would fire
lightning bolts out of his guitar, which he was also living in because he's a ghost.
Right.
It was the characters and the game itself was weird. I mean, the game itself, not great, about as good as like the first Gungrave, but...
I thought the first Gungrave was pretty crappy, but I still played it.
I still love it.
So since we're talking about games, can I squeeze one in real quick?
Go for it. Sure.
Gears of War Judgment came out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it's pretty good.
I'm a super huge Gears of War fan, so of course I had the pre-order, which allowed me access, early access, and early access came the day after my child's birth.
Right.
So, luckily, my wife had to stay in the hospital at nights, and the kids all went to grandma's.
There you go.
So it gave me a whole night to just veg out on this one map of Overrun, and it's actually really fun.
Yeah.
I like it a lot. It's one of those games where like so it switches sides. Like you have two runs. One side you play COG, and you're trying to defend your position against the other live players that are Locusts, and then it times
Team Fortress.
It's Team Fortress, but it takes your time. So your time into account. It takes your damage. How many? You know, everything is taken into account. So even if you beat one side of it, on the second side, if their time was 2 seconds faster than you, then you still lose. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of things. It makes a lot of fun. It's one of those games where like you're a ticker, and if you explode and you kill somebody, you're like throwing your control and they're like, I got you, you know, any kind of thing. It's really fun. And a couple of things, they changed some of the schematics of the controller that was kind of weird, you know what I mean?
What?
So like, I don't know if you guys remember, like you used to use the D-pad for changing your weapons. It's the Y button, which if you've been playing forever, like it throws you off a little bit, you know what I mean?
Wait, what was the Y button used before? I mean, I know the B button was used for melee, and A is used for, like, running and whatnot. X is, like, your action button, and then your right bumper is reload.
What was the Y button?
I can't remember what Y button
I don't think they ever used... Was it to pick things up?
No. No, pickup was always
Pickup was like X.
Yeah, X or A.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But anyways, they changed it just enough for it to not be like an epic thing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So everything looks like completely the same as epic. They just changed it enough for it to not be. So, they don't have, the other thing that they changed was, I haven't played that much of it, so I don't want to really talk too much about it, but they have other modes as well besides Overrun, mm-hmm. and it's basically like, it reminds me a lot of Halo, mm-hmm. because it's no longer Gears versus Cogs, it's Blue versus Red. Mm-hmm. So you have Gears versus Gears, and it's like you have like Capture the Flag kind of things going on, but it's got like three Capture the Flags, and they can run and take over one, you know, and you could have one down.
Domination
kind of thing. So it's very, very Halo, like third-person Halo in that aspect, I think. Or that's how I look at it.
Right.
But anyways, I would definitely recommend it. It's a Gears game. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah.
We are out of time.
Out of time, guys. And
it was a quick one.
It
was a quick one, but you know what? I think
we learned a lot. I think
yeah, we all got these good books
about each other.
Mm-hmm. I would like to say our catchphrase. Keep it going. You want your coffee? Mm-hmm. We hate you, listeners. You are the worst.
We don't think that at all. I don't think
that's
that
not the catchphrase.
No, not anymore. That's what we say about you when you're not here.
But. That's impossible. That's impossible.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And the best thing about this is we do have a couple of minutes to go look at comic book deals. Goodbye.